Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's prop. I was kind of hoping we'd start like a chant. Like,
oh,
at the beginning of
I was just letting you have it.
Ready?
Other people's problems!
It's OPP for short. What's going on?
Alexis wants to know if your sibling doesn't like the person you're dating, should you listen to him?
Jesus. Alexis? No. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Hope we solved it for you.
I really want to know what you guys think.
Okay, let's get the backstory.
All right, I started dating this guy. I met him at a party a couple of months ago, and he's a couple of years older than me. It's going really well. When I mentioned this guy to my older brother, he flipped out.
Oh.
He went to high school with him, and he couldn't stand him. He said he was, like, a total jerk and bully in high school, and he told me he doesn't want me going out with him.
Just for a little more backstory, how long ago was high school?
I mean, I graduated 6 years ago,
so
a long time ago.
He's, like, 10 years. He's 28 or above, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, like, my brother's description of the guy doesn't seem to match who he is now, like, at all. He's been so sweet and, like, attentive, like, actually quite different from a lot of the other guys that I've dated in the past. So, like, and my brother just made it really, really clear that he doesn't want anything to do with this guy. And knowing him, if they ever end up in the same room together, like, things to get violent.
Was your brother, like, bullied by him personally? Like, there seems, I don't know.
No, yeah. My brother was kind of like a cool kid in school. So I just think that but he was also always so nice. My brother was not a bully, and he has not been bullied, and he also never bullied anyone else. I know he's just trying to protect me, but it's just, I feel so torn, and it's just not fair that I can't date a great guy because of my, I don't think he's being overbearing, but a little bit overbearing.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm sorry, did you say that if they were in the same room, it would get violent? Is that what you said?
I know, and that's not, yeah, I mean, I know that's a crazy thing.
You're saying, like, the way he talks about him is visceral, though. Like, he's like,
that's what I meant.
I don't want you to, like,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's hard to say. I would hope that your brother is mature enough, because then he's the problem and not this, like, you know what I mean?
But, yeah.
Yeah. My brother, like, he has a bit of a temper, but, like, he's not crazy or anything. It's just, like, as he was explaining to me, he was, like, viscerally upset. And that's where I'm, like, stuck in the middle.
Well, there is an element, I guess, if your brother really doesn't like this guy, and maybe he didn't all through high school, but when you're young, like, you don't know what to do. And now that you're older, you've had some time, maybe he's like, man, if I ever saw that guy again, I would really... I'd give him a piece
holding
of my
on
mind.
To some grudges.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would make up for lost time that I didn't do when I was
I feel
a
the
kid.
Exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I all the guys who wronged me back then, I would just look at them and be like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. Like, hurt people hurt people. Like, there's something desperately wrong with you, and I'm great. God, I'm good. Like, if I'm holding on to that, I'm like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if that guy was with your sister.
No, okay, you're right.
Then you'd be like, all right, nah, I don't like this. Like, you get to be a jerk all through high school, and in the end, your prize is my sister. I don't, like, I'm not on board with that.
Your prize.
Well, like, the reward for being a jerk, it's like, that doesn't feel karmically fair.
But what if it's the reward? I don't know why I'm defending this dude, but what if it's the reward for turning his life around?
Because
what if he's a nice person now?
It seems like you have a personal story like that. Like, that is maybe something you went through where you matured, you grew up,
I didn't mature. I was always mature. No, I'm just saying, I was definitely a weirdo, but I was the one who was bullied. And for a while, I held bitterness against the popular kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the popular kids, like, I don't want to get so far down in the weeds, but I think you guys have probably experienced this. The popular kids in high school, that was it. Like, most
that was
popular
where they
kids,
peaked.
Like,
mm-hmm.
they
yeah.
peaked. And then it's like, I can't get out of this town. I'm just going to stay and work at the furniture store because this is the town. I'm the crap. And you're like, I got out of there. And I'm like, I am much happier like that I got out. But I'm just saying, I don't want to. I almost just said the name of the guy that is who Alexis is dating, like, in my world. If I had a sister and he wanted to date her, I kind of presume he's had enough time out in the real world now to go, okay, I was probably a big jerk in high school.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I can tell that he's done a lot of work on himself because he's just really kind and really, like, open-minded. And I have a feeling that my brother is kind of, like, holding on to the image of him when he was in high school. I'm sure he was a bit of a punk in high school.
Okay, but now that I just said all that and you took that side, I want you to understand. Also, guys, notoriously good at hiding who we really are when you first start dating us.
Yeah. For years.
Which is why I'm like heeding my brother's warning.
Right.
My brother and I are really close and he's always been my protector. Sometimes a little too much, you know, that's why I'm like, I've never ever been in this position before and I'm just really torn.
All right. The phone number is 303-222-5423 or you can text to that same number.
There is something though where you have to believe the people around you. Because you're probably wearing rose-colored glasses. I know I did. My siblings, my friends, they did not approve of my ex. But I was like, you guys don't know. You're only being told the bad things that I'm telling you. Mm. You're not seeing the good side.
True.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they were right.
But you're, not to hurt you any further,
it's fine.
But we were basing our thoughts about your ex on who we thought he was at that moment.
Yeah.
And Alexis's brother, unless he's been stalking this dude, his last snapshot of him was 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know I'm all over the map, but like, there are some people from my high school who were jerks that I don't think any amount of time is going to fix what was wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It depends on which version of jerk. There's the version of jerk where you're the captain of the football team and so everyone has told you your poo doesn't stink for so long that you genuinely believe that, and then when you get out into the real world some humility hits your life and you might find a new space. But then there's the jerks who are just bad to other kids, mean to puppies, like inconsolably raunchy bad humans that no amount of time is going to fix.
Yeah, I remember in high school I had a rival at another school. We battled all the time in basketball, and I hated this guy with all of my being. I hated this guy, and I ran into him at like a nightclub years after high school, and he comes up, oh hey, like how are you? And it hit me, and I realized like he was like balding and stuff, and we were just so much. We seemed so much older than when we were kids having these battles and stuff. And I'm like, this guy doesn't even know that I
hated him.
He's just coming up to say hi, and I'm like, I need to let that go, and that was good for me. But if the first time I ran into that guy was my sister bringing him home, like for Thanksgiving, it probably would have been more visceral.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask you that.
So I think mature enough to understand like, wow, I need to let this go. But it was on my time. Like if he showed up with my sister, I think it'd be different.
All right, Alexis, hang on right there. We're gonna get you some advice from people who aren't us because. Like, I feel like I'm too, I have both ways. Like, I do think people change. I hate anybody who's
sure.
like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a jerk, always, it's like, that's what therapy's for. That's what real life hands you, like, things that, but like, let's say he did change. That doesn't change the way your brother's feeling. How do you get him over that hump? Because even if this guy is great, you're not going to be able to bring him to Thanksgiving and different, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah, and then what about the brother? I don't know if the brother cares if he's still friends with a bunch of people from high school and they're like, your sister's dating that guy? Are you kidding me? And he's got to deal with that side of it, which, on the other hand, that's not his, who cares? It's not his business.
Yes, as long as she's happy. But then if it goes south, the brother's going to come flying in.
I told you so.
Yep. Yeah, I told you so, turnbuckle. All right, Alexis is dating a dude that her brother went to high school with, and he's kind of sort of forbidding it. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for her to keep it going forward? 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Alexis. Dating a great guy, he's a few years older than her. And once she told her brother who she's dating, he's like, nope, can't date that dude.
He was a D-bag in high school.
Is that...
I don't know, because there's part of me that's like, people can change. But another part of me is like, no, they can't.
Can I ask you, I don't think I know this. What's the age difference between you and your brother?
3 years. So he was a senior when I was a freshman.
Do you think he would allow you to date any of his friends from high school?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, yeah. In high school, no. But now, yes.
But, I mean, you see what it would... Like, he probably has some guys in high school that he didn't like.
Yes, for sure.
And if you were...
It's actually funny. There was one guy in high school that he was friends with more in elementary who I had seen on one of the apps, and we connected. And was like, hey, how's it going? Oh, my gosh. Haven't dated him. But he said, like, oh, he's...
I know your brother.
Yeah. Well, because I knew him, too. But I told my brother, and he was like, he's a nice guy. That would be fine.
See, you're the older brother hack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if one of your sisters wanted to date one of your friends, you'd be like, God, no.
Oh, no, it's happened all the time.
Because they're in a small town. There's only like 20 people. Otherwise, he's dating his sister.
Yeah, you gotta just let that go.
Because
they would try to get under your skin. Like, oh, I'm going to date your sister. And it's like, okay. I mean, if she wants to date you. Oh, okay. And then she doesn't. So,
I almost dated the guy who was my locker partner. I almost dated his little sister.
I've dated my friend's sisters.
Oh my God. It's just so weird. Like, I don't. If you know that's the sister, then you just, to me, I know I'm way off topic here, but I was just like, that would be so weird. Like, hack, you're my buddy, and that's your sister. And yeah. I was going over to Jerry's house.
I think that's just you growing up with only brothers. I don't know.
But my problem was I was going over to that. This is different because Alexis's brother's friend, they probably didn't hang out. But like I knew her when she was little. And then all of a sudden she's not little and she's dateable. And it's like, this
feels... But you can say that about anyone.
I know you shouldn't date somebody you knew when they were little. Like little. I've dated people much younger than me, but I didn't know them when they were little. I didn't change their diapers,
Rose?
Aaron. Rose?
Yay!
What do you advice do you have for Alexis?
I really think she needs to listen to her brother from using Hack's word, him saying visceral. I think guys have a different view on guys in high school than maybe the catty type girl thing. I think she needs to listen to him. Would love to know the more details, though.
Even though it's been 10 years, Rose, are you the same, like, mean girl that you were in high school?
And I was one.
You were? I guarantee you're not that person anymore.
She said, though, it seems like girls are very catty in high school and they grow out of it. Dudes are just always dudes.
No, we don't. We do grow out of things.
Spot on. I feel they have a different sense of things than a girl would on a girl or even a girl's thought on a guy.
Mm-hmm. So then you have to run everything past your big brother before you sleep with somebody?
Not run, but certainly listen to him. I'm thinking too of something my brother thought of my then husband at the time. It's worth listening to.
That is true, because as a guy, we see the completely unfiltered version when there are no girls around. You're not trying to press in. Like, we see you and how.
Exactly.
I agree with that part of it, but I also know that some guys aren't that. I'm not that. I don't try to impress, do I?
Bud?
Shut up.
Maybe you should stir.
What are the texters saying?
Well, we actually got another call, and I don't want to say her name or anything because she was very emotional, but she was in a very similar situation, and she dropped off, and that's fine. But she did not listen to her family members and stuff, dated kind of the popular guy in high school, and all was great, and then it ended up, it was not great in the end.
Mm. He turned out to be the...
To be that guy, yeah.
I will say, I kind of said this before, but it's like, I think two things can happen to the popular people in high school. They can get stuck in that rut and they can't get it out of their head that was their moment, and they just kind of live vicariously through the small town forever. Mm-hmm. Or they blossom and get out of it.
For sure. But there's also something good about, like I said earlier, having that third view, because you might not be seeing things clearly. You think you're so in love. You think this is great. When in reality, everyone around you is like, there are red flags everywhere. What are you doing?
But I just go back to this. It's Romeo and Juliet. Aaron, if T-Hack and I told you not to date somebody, like, I just think the brother's making a mistake. Because the more, you got to learn this with your kids. Yeah. The more you go, don't do that.
You're going to do it.
If I say, don't think about purple, what are you thinking?
Yeah, Barney.
I mean, purple. Are you dating Barney?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.